All right, so let's make it clear. I'm in favor of solar energy. I'm in favor of the Sunrise Power Link, and I'm in favor of SDG&E moving us away from dependence on foreign sources and on fossil fuels altogether in the direction of solar, and that means I'm in favor of Sterling Energy Systems building 30,000 mirror dishes, 38 feet tall, 40 feet wide, each of them, in the desert near El Centro, and powering with solar energy 500,000 San Diego homes. Isn't it about time we actually took action on this problem that we've been talking about since the first Arab oil embargo in 1973? Wasn't that 35 years ago when we won World War II in 4 years? When we built the Empire State Building in 2 years? 2 years. Empire State Building. So, ladies and gentlemen, don't we have just even a resemblance to our can-do, problem-solving American forebears? Isn't there an echo left in America of getting the job done, of solving the problem and stop talking about solving the problem? And if there are pinheads that are going to be opposed to everything, not only bananas, build absolutely nothing anywhere near anything, but people who live in a cave, CAVE, Citizens Against Virtually Everything. If we're going to have those kinds of organizations running our governments, then we're not going to solve any problem. Might as well stop talking about it. So it's kind of a test. All right. Now I think you're ready for the next level. I've been taking you one level at a time. We went from hands-free cell phones to the SDG&E situation, and now I believe you're ready for the H-bomb of these kinds of situations. I believe you are now ready for the gong that has gone off celebrating the end of the Industrial Revolution, the end of civilization as we have known it, and the dawning of a new and very uncertain era. I refer, of course, to AB 32. Huh? You know what? AB 32. AB 32 is the Greenhouse Gas Emissions Reduction Law. It is, that's the one, remember old Schwarzenegger was out there, did the press conference, we're going to lead the world, we're going to have all of these wonderful things, we're going, it's a bad Lawrence Welk imitation, but you know what I'm saying here. Unfortunately, this bill actually means something, and even more unfortunately, it will mean something bad is going to happen to you. No one's explained this, I know. There's been nothing in the media about this. But here's what we have to do. We have to get ready for battle. Because something very bad is coming your way in the name of greenhouse gas emissions reduction. To help us with this, Tom Tanton is an adjunct scholar with the Institute for Energy Research, environmental fellow at the Pacific Research Institute. He was, until 2000, principal policy advisor with the California Energy Commission. He was a team member of the California Governor's Office on Infrastructure Security, on a task force there, and has done a lot of work in what they call the scoping plan for AB 32. That is, how are we going to actually do this now without a revolution? I think, in short, that's what this is all about. Tom Tanton joins us on the Kogo Newsline. Hi there.
Hello, Roger. How are you today?
Well, Tom, I'm waiting for the bad news. I am braced for what AB 32 actually means. Can you, in a nutshell, in the Reader's Digest version, tell us?
Well, the scoping plan covers pretty much everything from where you live to how you live, to the prices you pay at the pump and in the grocery store. It even includes a kitchen sink. Energy is and materials are an important component of making kitchen sinks, and this will affect that dramatically. The benefits from the bill are uncertain. The costs are less certain and are likely to be outrageously high. Estimates of in excess of $500 billion in order to reach the goals. I think the main problem is people are rushing to implement it because of the legislative mandates and are ignoring the escape hatch in the bill, which says if we're in an emergency, economic or otherwise, things can be slowed down and done correctly.
Now, let's go back to the beginning. What does AB 32 require?
AB 32 requires a 30% reduction in greenhouse gases from 2020, in the year 2020, a 30% reduction, basically taking us back to 1990 levels. And then a further, even more significant reduction by 2050.
Now, when you say greenhouse gas reductions, what are the typical ways in which the greenhouse gases could be reduced?
Well, first of all, you need to keep in mind that there are both natural and man-made sources of greenhouse gases.
Yes, for instance, every time we exhale.
Every time we exhale, every time a cow chooses cud, there's a lot of natural sources. The primary man-made sources are carbon dioxide from burning fuels, things that escape from your car air conditioner, the freons, are potent greenhouse gases. Methane that is created both naturally in decay of fallen trees as well as sewage treatment plants, and escape of natural gas from pipelines. So there's a lot of sources of greenhouse gases. The bill only addresses man-made sources, but man-made sources account for less than 5% of the total.
So we're going to attack 5% of the total emissions of greenhouse gases. All of those are connected to our standard of living, are they not?
Well, they are. And the other aspect, if you're looking at relative significance, if California reduces its greenhouse gases according to AB 32, that's less than 1% of the worldwide emissions of man-made greenhouse gases.
All right, so assuming that man-made greenhouse gases are actually causing the global climate change that is going to destroy the Earth, none of which, because I've been reading a lot of stuff, none of which I agree with, but obviously the legislature does. So they've passed this bill, AB 32. They want us to reduce greenhouse gases, but they're not attacking 95% of the natural sources of greenhouse gases. They want us to reduce from the 5% that make our lives easier. Is that about it?
Not only easier, but better. Now, keep in mind that energy is often referred to as the master resource. It enables productivity. It enables jobs and wealth creation. It also enables education. Imagine, if you will, the folks in developing countries with no electricity, they've got a limited number of hours to do their work, to do their stuff, and they don't have lights to study at night or to learn or to engage in the arts and culture. So it's not just making our lives easier, but it's making our lives better.
Yeah. All right, Tom Tanton with us, and again, Institute for Energy Research, talking about the implementation of AB 32. When implemented, for instance, what would be the impact of this bill on gas prices?
Well, there have been some independent studies, and right now the average price of gasoline in California is about $4.60 a gallon, plus or minus.
Yeah.
Various independent studies have indicated that the price would be anywhere from $7.15 to $11.50 a gallon.
$11.50 a gallon.
Yeah. And now, it's not just the price of gasoline that's affected, but you've seen run-ups in milk prices and in food prices and everything else. Everything is going to go up.
Now, why? Because, again, we're talking about that 5% of greenhouse gases emitted by industrial and other kinds of fossil fuel type stuff. What does that have to do with milk prices?
Well, two things in particular with respect to milk and other food stuffs. One is the cost of energy, gasoline and diesel for the farms and for the trucks and everything else. That gets rolled into the price of milk. The other is an example of negative unintended consequences from governmental action. If you recall, 2 years ago, there was a major bill passed by the U.S. Congress, signed into law, where a large amount of ethanol is required to be mixed with gasoline. And the ethanol is made, guess what, from corn. Well, corn is the major foodstuff for feeding animals and feeding people and everything else. Well, 25% of the corn crop goes to producing ethanol to replace gasoline or to substitute for part of the gasoline. And when you take 25% of the supply away, you're going to have a price increase.
Hmm. All right. Now look, as some of these people, I guess the Air Resources Board is the lead agency here, thinking about a scoping plan, that is how we're going to implement AB 32, what are they looking at? What are the major options here? What are they... You've talked about some specifics here with gas going up to maybe as high as $11.50 a gallon. What is the Air Resources Board thinking of?
Well, it's hard to say what they're thinking. They do plan on doing some economic analysis between now and November when the draft plan is expected to be adopted. Right now it's in draft form. But what they're thinking about is, on a macro level, basically 60% of the activities are the standard sort of regulations that they've adopted in the past with respect to other types of pollutants. And then 40% is some sort of market-based mechanism. It seems to me they should have done the economic analysis first rather than second. But the good news about the draft scoping plan is it is, in fact, a draft. It's subject to revision. But given the magnitude of the reductions that they're talking about, imposed on them essentially by the legislature, they've got to include everything. Everything. From backyard barbecues to where people live for, you know, land use impacts, to reduce, you know, increasing the amount of renewables for electricity and everything. I mean, there's not anything that I can think of that they haven't included.
Tom Tanton with us again. Backyard barbecues? How does that work?
Well, they're not sure how it works, but they haven't really been very specific on how it might work. But, you know, up in the South Coast area, there's restrictions on using lighter fluid to start your backyard barbecue. You have to use those chimney things. I mean, if you think today's cell phone regulation is a bit of overkill, just you wait and see.
What's the time frame for us to wait and see, Tom? When is this going to break on us?
Well, they're supposed to adopt in November, but the regulations themselves effectively, they take effect essentially in 2012.
In 2012.
Yeah.
So between now and then, everything from this is going to go way beyond the light bulbs being changed. This is going to go way beyond getting into all the diesel motors and mandating technology there. This is going to really get into everything, isn't it?
I don't think there's any anything that is not being looked at seriously to be controlled in one form or another.
Is there any price that would not go up of anything we buy as a result of this?
Well, it's interesting you phrase the question that way, Roger, because part of the presentation by the Air Resources Board and other advocates for implementing the bill are two things. One is that, well, we're going to have a green economy and we're going to create all these jobs. And the second is, specifically with respect to energy efficiency, people will be saving money because, you know, you're using less energy. Well, energy efficiency programs have long been sold on the predicate that you'll save money in the long run. The problem is people's bills, even though the price of energy has gone up, also going up has been people's bills. So the bills have increased. The energy efficiency has not saved more than it cost. with respect to green jobs, I think that's a bit of a fallacy. Because if in California we are spending more for the same amount of goods and services, that's basically the same as saying our productivity has gone down. If our productivity goes down, what does that do to our competitiveness relative to other states and other countries?
Or for that matter, our standard of living individually.
Well, certainly, yeah. I mean, our standard of living increases if we have a improved balance of trade. If our productivity goes down, then we have a worse balance of trade, and
yep.
our standard of living goes with it.
Tom,
and unfortunately, it's going to hurt minorities and low-income people more than anything. I mean, in 2020...
It's okay. They'll tax the rich, though. They'll take care of that problem.
Well...
Tom, I got to run. I appreciate your expertise. We're going to keep in touch with you as we go through implementation of AB 32 that will change our society forever. You need to be on this early. You need to be on it continually. The Air Resources Board is going to take over your life. 453 KOGO Wartime. Cal Walker now. Traffic report brought to you by Sleep Train Mattress Center.